Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two on Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're having a great show. We got Carl Smith from Fisherman's Landing here along with Corey Sandin. And we're now on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We said goodbye to Kyle on the fan. But, boy, we've been having lots of callers and texts. But now, in the second hour, it's all texting. You guys want to text, go to the Let's Talk Hookup app. Use text the show and fire off your questions, because that's what we like to do.
Yeah, we're definitely having a great time with Carl Schmidt, like you said, Wayne, in the world headquarters. We've got Pete in Montana keeping the streams honest, and Rick in Dallas doing family obligation. Yeah. And, yeah, we're just having a great time in the world headquarters here. And Carl has brought a gift. Bearing gifts here. One overnight trip for one lucky caller or texter. And so the way that works, Kyle chose one lucky caller from the first part of the show, and we'll choose a texter from throughout the show, and we'll have Carl flip the coin and see who that's going to. So if you're texting the show, make sure you do include your name and telephone number. Just an easy way to get a hold of you there. And that overnight trip, actually, you can upgrade it if you want.
Not
right?
Yep.
Day and a half trip or 2 day, any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just 3 day trip, whatever. It's basically a $330 value, give or take, you know. So you can take that, apply it to a day and a half, 2 day trip, two and a half, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
so,
super cool, Carl. Yep. What a great offering for Let's Talk Hookup and our callers and texters. So yeah, definitely good stuff right there. Do we have Mark Wish?
Looks like we got Mark Fish on the phone.
Yeah, okay. It's brought to us by FishDope.com, our FishDope.com report, and it's brought to us by Gamakatsu. It's more than just the hooks on the market. They do have the best hooks on the market, and Gamakatsu boxes have your tackle storage needs covered with a multitude of designs and styles, the G-bags and the G-cases. Plus, Gamakatsu fillet knives are amazing as well. With fishing season heating up, make sure you get your good supply of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks in sizes as small as a number 4. And you can check out Gamakatsu.com for more details. And good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, Corey and Wayne and Carl. Oh, my God, you guys are talking too much good fishing over there.
Right?
How is it not exciting to talk about fishing?
Oh, it's just awesome. And, you know, we kind of struggled a little bit, you know, for a week or so there in late May, but now being first part of June, and we're shaking off that full moon, thank God, and some of that rugged weather that was around, and things are shaping up nicely. And God, my phone this morning is blowing up with incoming information from all over the place. There's just a lot going on. So I just looked at the buoy reports a little bit ago. You know, water temps have backed off a few degrees there. They look like they're all back up, 65 to 67, all up and down there. A little lumpy still, but, you know, it is what it is. But conditions are good.
Mark, that's a really quick turnaround, yeah. Right? I mean, that's just indicative of this, like, quote-unquote El Nino we're kind of looking at, right? I mean, that quick turnaround in water temp.
It dropped quickly. When that water rolled with the wind and whatever makes it roll like it did, and man, it has bounced back really quickly. Yeah, and we definitely got some El Nino stuff going on. I think we're in for it from the looks of it. But anyway, so up north at Channel Islands there, sea bass are finally getting with the program. Mostly Santa Cruz, kind of around Christie's. Guys are chasing some spots of fish around. Squid, if you got it, it's still a little tough up there. But guys are getting them on them big flukes also. So be prepared if you're going that way, guys. Some of that sea bass is really big. San Nicolas, you know, is out there in the weather. Didn't get a lot of coverage. Guys that were there mostly got just bottom fish, no exotics. Santa Barbara Island, you know, it's been up and down. It bites a day, and then next day is nothing. And it was right on the edge of the wind for a while, but man, I had friends there here this week. They, oh boy, they did good. The big yellow that they had was 38.7
pounds.
Wow, beauty. Yeah, plenty of squid up there, and limits of seals to go with it. The squid, there's plenty of bait, but you can't use the language that he described it. But there's a lot of seals, and they're aggressive. Yeah. Now over at Catalina, definitely had a slow start, but it's waking up nicely. Yellows and sea bass both. Good situation is better, much better actually. Backside middle, just above the closure line is where a lot of it, has been on, basically between Cat Harbor down to that closure line is where the bait's mostly been at. Yellows have filtered in kind of all over the whole island there. Frontside, backside, middle west on the front's been best. Backside east has been pretty good, for the yellows on the different structure spots there. And of course, the famous Farnsworth Bank. So, let me tell you guys about Farnsworth Bank, because you need to know this. That SCMA, it's in a closure, and that SCMA is divided into two parts, the inshore and the offshore. You do not want to be anchoring in the inshore part of it. You can anchor on the bank, but make sure you don't have any rockfish, sculpin, bass, anything other than, I think it's called offshore pelagics or something, basically yellowtail. Don't have any, cods or anything like that while you're anchored there on the bank, or else.
Or else.
There's been some pretty good, there's been some pretty good yellowtail fish in there. And, it's bad bottom. You got to fish heavier tackle and pull hard if you want to stand a chance there. But there's definitely been some pretty good fish there. At San Clemente Island, also a slow start, also waking up. Yellows and sea bass both. Some of that's backside west. There's been some bait in the cove. A little squid showed up in the cove finally, and there's been some fish on it. And the front side also has had some pretty good fishing on those yellowtails there, and that's just biting sardines too. So that part, it's finally waking up there. Man, it took a while. I guess some of them yellows from the Coronados finally graced us with their presence and swam over this way. And then locally, we're seeing some interesting signs on the kelps all the way from inside the west end of Catalina. One of the boats coming home from the island got just a tanker off a kelp up inside the west end there, and then scattered down like across 14 out in front of Dana. The guys on the bait dock, bait receiver at Dana were telling us yesterday, some of those kelps not too far off the beach from Dana have yellows on them now. So that's good news. And then Danny just texted me just a minute ago. Here's a little tidbit for you that the Carnage is sitting by Little Harbor, that's backside, with live squid for sale, which there hasn't been much squid for sale because there hasn't been much squid. So overall, I'd say things are looking really good, and if you guys would just find them bluefin and wake that up a little bit, we'd be all set.
Right, exactly. The table would be set right there, man, perfectly, Mark.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to turn on all at the same time. It's just give it a couple of days and it's going to be game on.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can see it. I mean, the squid showing up, like you're saying, that's just going to wake up that whole white sea bass and other species that'll come with it. Right? It's candy for the fish.
What I want to know, Mark, I want to know how busy you are with all that squid, what you've got going on at the shop.
We got some interesting stuff directed in that squid situation there. I haven't made crowders for a while. We made them for years and sold a bunch.
Legendary, and, I might say.
Well, we could say that. but this new generation, too, is going to be more so. We got some really, really beautiful stuff that we're trying to get together. So if you guys want to stop by, I'll show you a sample of a state-of-the-art squid crowder. And between the crowders and the lights and the other stuff you need to catch a fish, come and see us. We'll fix you right up.
Yeah. So here's a really good question, Mark. As we see this, change from sardine to anchovy, and we start putting those in our bait tanks, what flow changes do we need to worry about to make sure that we have enough oxygen with that many more anchovies versus sardines in our tanks?
Good question.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Realistically, that standard fill rate of six 6-7 minutes like that on smaller tanks. It seems to work fine for either one or both if they're mixed together. Seems to be okay. And on bigger tanks, obviously, you got so much more volume in there. You don't have to fill them quite that fast. So, you know, it doesn't hurt as long as your inlet system doesn't get the water swirling around like a jacuzzi. In fact, I saw a little video of some guy's boat. He opened the lid on the tank, and the guy that designed it must have subscribed to the old vortex theory, where it literally would look like a jacuzzi. I could not believe that water was swirling around so fast, and poor little baits are just getting wiped out. So
it looked like a toilet bowl flushing,
swimming backwards, literally. And Mark, that's one thing I'm telling you that people don't. That's like the last thing on their mind.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the right anchor line, they've got the right anchor, they've got the right gear, and it comes to their bait tank, and they just flop it out the window and slap one on. And there is a huge thing to building the right bait tank, the flow, the way it enters, and more importantly, and I know you know, Mark, the way the water exits and picks the debris up and out of the bottom, like the scales and whatever else might be in there. And I mention this because Mark has the absolute best bait tanks on the market and knows how to build them, period.
Yeah, thanks for that, Corey. We appreciate it. Yeah, we've been building tanks for a long, long time. I think we got it figured out. It seemed to work okay.
Yes, but the smooth transition, nobody gets their noses caught anywhere, and just – there's a lot that goes into it, Mark, and I, from my end, I appreciate what you do.
Absolutely.
No,
I mean, there's a lot of boats that have bait tanks in the back of them built in, but they're not made for our Southern California fishing.
No. How does
some of those guys struggle? I don't know what in the hell they have for bait on the East Coast that lives in somewhat I see. It's just
they don't use as much live bait as we are spoiled like, right? So if you're down in the South, you're doing, you know, shrimp. Well, they don't always have to be live either, but you go and get them, and they don't last half a day in their tanks down there. The water's so damn warm. But they don't need the flow that we have. And so some of those tanks on some of those smaller boats weren't made for the live bait fishing that we're used to here. Just different.
You know, we sent a lot of stuff to the East Coast and mostly Florida, but all up and down there. And we had sent a really nice tank out there, and the guy was talking to me about bait pumps here. And he said, our pump that I recommended didn't get his water swirling for his bait. And I said, what makes you think? And I told him, I said, I don't know anything about East Coast bait, so I'm just talking story here. But what makes you think that your bait has to have the water swirling? Because our bait sure doesn't. And he goes, well, I don't know. I never thought about it. That's just the way we do it. And I've never heard back from him, and I guess his bait is doing fine with just the gentle flow in there. So, yeah, that East Coast, they got different ideas about stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's why we appreciate you being in our market and having the best bait tanks. And if somebody's interested in doing that or getting the Squid Crowders or one of the best tackle shops on the West Coast, how do we get a hold of you, Mark?
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah.
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is pacificedgetackle.com. And I'm telling you what, guys, I think next week's report, we're going to have some good stories to talk about, man. There's just so much fish and the conditions are straightening out. And it just feels good. Time to go fishing, guys.
I agree with you. And that would mean that you'd have to be on a trip right now and this coming week to have next week's report. So let's get on a boat right now, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's the
we'll see you guys.
Appreciate it, Mark. That's the fishdope.com report. Remember, to get your discount, hook up now, lowercase, no space, to get that fishdope.com report or discount. Hey,
and that comes $30 off a full year's membership. Yeah, and that, I mean, having fishdope.com and knowing transitions and water temps and where the fish bit yesterday and the day before put you on the fish today. So it's kind of
it's amazing how much technology we have out there and what helps you to be a more efficient fisherman.
Definitely
to get out there, to get to the spot, to learn. There's so many tools out there to learn about how to use what's available now. All of your charting, all your reports. It's not that they're going to exactly put you on fish. It's to give you the best chance to get in the area and what to look for to catch fish.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. said right there for sure.
So, hey, we got a good text right here. Riley from San Marcos, good morning, guys. Great show. My question is, it seems like there's always a different lure every year for the tuna, and do we have something new this year?
Something new? No, but something that's been working really well for the sport guys and in any of the private boaters, you know. Trolling-wise, that Laser Helco Laser Pro 190 has been working really well. The sport guys call them the MVPs, and there's a reason they call them the MVPs. They catch anything and everything, and it's not something you got to troll at 30 knots or anything like that, kind of Rapala-style jig there. You know, it works really well. Color has not made a bit of difference. It doesn't matter if you're catching a yellowtail or a dorado or a bluefin, but those things do work really, really well. I would say for nighttime jig fishing, it's just matching the hatch type of deal, smaller jigs. There hasn't been one standout jig that works really well. You know, the tuna bombs or the midnight riders from Two Fish Jigs have been working really well. The tungsten jigs work really well. The Dio SK jigs have been working pretty well this year also. You know, the smaller profile jigs have been working the best at night. During the day on kelp patties or that when that yellowfin and stuff around, you know, Colt Sniper, you know, that type of stuff has been working okay at best. But, like, daytime fishing is either – it's been all light bait fishing during the day.
Which is a change. I mean, it's actually nice to have some daytime, like what we've had this year, you know, this season so far.
Yes.
It's
I nice got to tell see. You, as we transition potentially over to anchovy – I'm going to be throwing plastics. I'm throwing MC swim baits like
well,
the old days.
I mean, I appreciate that, Wayne. But there's also on the market the new lures that are offered.
Oh, there's
you know?
A ton of new lures. But like, you know what? We've been doing this for a long time. And when you're trying to match an anchovy out there, there's nothing better than a lead head. And you know, the old days of when you're, especially if you're picking up one on a troll, a dropback. That was always that's always a plastic that we always drop back.
It's definitely, I mean, if that becomes like a part of our fabric, which it appears it might be, I mean, it could change today. You know, maybe the bait company finds an area of sardine somewhere. Yeah. But if we do have anchovy, and that's what it is, it's fantastic. Like that, nothing keeps fish to the boat better than something they can't fill up on, right?
And if you guys are afraid of fishing anchovies, go get a Trinidad 14, a Trinidad 16, get an 8-foot rod.
You just downsize the game a little.
Fish mono versus the Spectre, I would say. Get your butts on a half-day boat, a full-day boat, three-quarter, and learn how to fish an anchovy. If you can fish an anchovy on a half-day boat and catch a calico bass, I promise you, you will be able to go offshore and catch a yellowfin, a yellowtail, or dorado on an anchovy.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone's like, oh, they're so small, I can't cast it. You know how you practice casting an anchovy? On a half-day boat, you can make 400 casts for a calico bass. If you can learn how to cast an anchovy on a half-day boat, you can turn that around and hop on an overnight boat and be able to fly an anchovy on like a smaller reel, like a Trinidad 14 or something like that, and an 8-foot Calstar 800M or ML or whatever, your 278 heavy. And you can catch all the fish in the world. But you have to get out on the boat and learn how to fish an anchovy.
And we're so fortunate, too. I mean, if you're talking smaller tuners, smaller, you know, offshore fish, with Shimano revamping their Trank series, you know, and a single frame, like it's
we
not.
We are so spoiled because the technology overall.
I mean, it's.
But from when we grew up with an albacore, and it was all mono, it was all Penn Senators, it was that 50-pound mono, you could not get an anchovy. It was just frustrating. But now, smaller reels, braided line, small hooks.
Different game.
The rods are more whippy and still powerful to pick up on a big fish. You don't need a big boat rod always to catch the school-sized fish, let's say, our yellowtail, our dorado. And if we get smaller bait, it's easy. And I'm with you. Go on a stay local and practice.
Yeah.
What did we all say in the old days? Get a clothespin.
Yeah.
Toss a clothespin.
If that big bluefin's around, then you're gonna have to throw
a little bit
or
hip.
Something like that.
But the line's still so much smaller.
Yeah.
So 50-pound braid is 10-pound mono.
There's a time and a place for everything. But if there is gonna be anchovies, fine. We'll just adapt. We always have. We always will. Talking to the bait guys, they're seeing some of that sardine down deep. It's just not coming up for whatever reason. There's a thermocline or dirty water down below or whatever. So we've seen this happen before where that sardine disappears for a month or two, then, oh, we went out there and couldn't drive away from it, so.
And there's times where that stuff disappears to
comes back.
Well, yeah. Possibly spawn or do something. I mean, nobody knows, but when I did it back in the day, I mean, that's, it would just like overnight
disappear
and then 10 days later, there it is again.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's like, what happened to it? More than likely it was spawning or doing something where it went out to deeper water on the bank or somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, hey, we can deal with it, for sure.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I have a great text here,
absolutely,
by the way. And it comes from Carlos, and thank you, Carlos, for sending in your text message from Menifee. Guys, great show. I am really liking the weekly reports from Carl on YouTube.
Thank
you. It's kind of cool, right?
Yep.
And keep it honest in the last one. Keep them coming, he says. I have a two-day on the Poseidon coming up. What's the check-in process, parking, and loading situation at Fisherman's Landing? So it sounds like Carlos hasn't been to Fisherman's Landing, but looking forward to you coming, Carlos.
Yeah. So if you've been fishing on the Poseidon, it's been out of one of the other landings. It's new to us this year. So welcome to the Poseidon, to Fisherman's Landing and stuff. Super easy. If you're traveling by yourself, pull into the parking lot. Hey, I'm here for the Poseidon. You can, we'll give you one of the locker keys. You can drop off your stuff in the locker. You could go park across the street or here in our main lot. As soon as you kind of get that all settled in, come back into the office, return the key, we'll get you checked in. If it's an open party boat or open party trip, we'll get you checked in here. We'll ask you if you guys need rentals, Mexican license, if you have one, California, that type of stuff, get you checked in. If it's a charter, we'll just wait for the charter master to show up. And we'll just deal with the charter master, kind of. You guys all hang out. The nice thing about what we do at our landing, we have signs out on the boardwalk there with the boat. It says, Poseidon's line starts here. You gather up behind that sign. We kind of keep all the boats separate, so there's no... Back in the day, you'd be amazed how many people are like, what do you mean? I'm on the wrong boat. I'm in the wrong line. Like, then, like, they don't miss their... They miss the boat or whatever. They don't... You're down here, there's... On some nights or mornings, there's... 1,000 people coming and going and stuff, so people kind of get fused. So the sign's been a really good sign there, or help to get the signs to keep people
organized,
you know, during the chaos. Then one of the crew members from the Poseidon will come up, check you guys in, then let you guys down on the boat. The one cool, like, I don't know, I'm sure some of the other landings do it for a few boats, but for all the boats out of Fisherman's Landing, for the most part, as soon as you make your reservation, doesn't matter online or over the phone or whatever, give us a call and we'll get you a bunk reservation. So if you're like, man, I get off late at work or whatever, I'm going to be the last guy down there, I'm not going to get a good bunk or whatever, call us. You can do a bunk reservation. We'll email you a confirmation with the bunk email. So if you're on the Pacific Queen, you want a stateroom, or on the Islander, you want one of their staterooms, you're on the Pegasus, they got two staterooms, or you want, man, bunk 45 is my favorite bunk on whatever boat it is, or on the Liberty, I want my bunk. As soon as you make your reservation, give us a call. Get you a bunk reservation.
You can accommodate that most times.
Yeah. Or if you guys with CPAP machines, hey, we always tell people to bring a 6-foot extension cord, but we'll get you as close to an outlet as possible, you know. So we try to make it as simple and easy as possible. So people, I would say majority of our reservations now come online, but people kind of forget, man, hey, I need a reservation, or we have a locker to drop your stuff off. If you got to park across the street at Wessie's between the two hotels, pull into the lot. You don't have to drag all that stuff across the street. You don't have to take a dock cart across the street. We put it in a locker. We hold on to the key so no one can take your stuff.
Oh, please don't take a dock cart across the street.
Right.
You'd be amazed how many times I park.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Yeah, I've seen
it. They got to get back.
And the at the light, you know, crossing at the light at Pizza Nova right there. Yeah.
But
and you actually hit the boardwalk, not hit the boardwalk, but I mean you're at the boardwalk fairly easily.
Yeah, but I mean you don't have to drag.
See, it is funny.
You don't have to.
But why not
drag your stuff across the street or anything like that? We drop it off. We hold on to your stuff. You drop off your car, pay for the parking. Parking now over at Wessie is $12 a day. The main lot is $15 a day. You could use the QR code, or there's a little
kiosk. Pay station.
Yeah, pay station right here. There's 4 or 5 in the lot right here, so it's easy to do.
Can I say, you know, I was, when they first started charging for parking, I was like, oh, no. But in the last 5 years, it has been the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
Because now there's parking.
Correct. So especially across the street at Westies, where it was always free parking there, the people with the motorhomes or guys parking at the airport for a long time or people, unfortunately, people living in their cars and stuff like that. They were taking up so much parking at the Westies parking lot across the street. Now we do pay for parking. It has literally opened probably up 100 parking spots there that we have available now to us.
And that's just in Westies.
Yeah, just in Westies. You know?
But the regular landing parking here, it's actually opened up spots as well.
Yeah, I mean, during the...
The height of the season, maybe, is a challenge.
Height of the season, it's tough, you know.
But the times where it was marginal, you couldn't find a parking spot. And now you can actually have... Yeah. Availability, the possibility of one.
Yep. And guys that are going out in the morning, if you're staying at a hotel, a little secret I don't tell a lot of people. But if you're going out in the morning, you park across the street at one of the hotels and you want to park in our main lot, if you come in our main lot after like 9 o'clock at night, you know, when the restaurant has closed and everyone all kind of gone home or whatever, you could come in and find a parking spot pretty easy at 9 o'clock at night. You know, when all the employees have gone home, all the deckhands have gone home. You know, people are like, I can't ever find a parking spot. Well, the guys, the long, this will help the long range guys more than anything. You know, the guys that fly in or whatever, you park in the lot after 9 o'clock, you find a parking spot pretty easy.
Interesting. So that clears that up. But what about the YouTube thing? So how does somebody with your weekly reports that Carlos was talking about?
Yeah. So a couple months ago, or about 8 months ago, I decided that we're going to start a YouTube page. We're going to get weekly reports, get captains involved. We're in the process of filming all the boats, so you get a good layout. We're doing a walkthrough of all the boats. You might have seen some on there already.
How cool.
Very cool. And we're going to have we're trying to get all the captains and owners to do like a little rundown of the boats. That's much easier said than done. So you put a camera in front of these guys, they just like tight lip. You're the owner operator of the boat. Just talk about what you talk about every day. Yeah. Ignore the camera. But you'll get a good walkthrough. You'll get to meet the owner or the captain, whoever runs the boat. You can put a name to the face. We're going to put that all on our website also for each boat so you can get a good layout and feel for what the boat looks like, what it's all about, and stuff like that.
How cool.
And, it's done really, really well on YouTube. We started from scratch. We're up to a couple thousand viewers or subscribers on YouTube. So if you don't, make sure you subscribe to Fisherman's Landing. Like, comment, all that other stuff. Instagram has just taken off for us. Facebook, you know. And we're on Threads and X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it now these days. So we're easy to find. Just if you Google Fisherman's Landing, you'll see my mugshot up there somewhere.
We're going to have to get his autograph before he becomes this internet superstar. Right?
I know. So we can see your weekly stuff happening. How cool.
I don't do it because I don't want clout or I just want information out. Exactly. I don't.
Well, you
want
to get the information out, right? But you're also like.
But I'm not looking to.
Right. You're not doing it. You're not doing it to promote yourself.
We're just joking with you.
Yeah. Can I have your autograph now?
But my wife gives me a hard time all the time, and she's like, "You really don't care. I just want people to come out fishing. I want them to have a good time.
Yeah.
I want them to be prepared.
Well, you're promoting the business.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's going out worldwide now. Yeah. People don't understand. That's out on the internet. It's worldwide. Yeah. It'll just keep proliferating out.
I enjoy it. You know, if it becomes a big thing, great. If not, as long as I can help someone go fishing, that's all I care about.
Do you see a lot of people? I mean, that kind of brings up a question that I'm interested in. Do you see a lot of East Coast, Midwest, people coming to the landing?
We are, because we're promoting out there a lot more. Yeah. I'm going to the Houston show. I'm hoping to go to the Safari Club show next year in Nashville. I'm going to try to get out to New Jersey and promote our fishing. Guys the guys here in San Diego have no idea how good we have. We are spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
I went back to Galveston this past show season. Super cool people, kind of got cool boats, but the accommodations are tough out there. You're on a day and a half boat. Your bunks are in the galley.
Your
bottom bunk is the seat where you sit and have lunch at or dinner at. Your top bunk is right above.
So your head's laying where somebody was sitting.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Stop.
Think RV. Yeah. Take the dinette and turn it into a bunk. Yes.
We'll leave it at that.
I'll tell you guys, the nicest people out there.
Yeah.
We met some of the different couple charter captains from Williams.
Hey, they've got to be super nice if they're laying their heads where somebody was just sitting.
Williams Williams Open Party Fishing out of Galveston. Super nice people. Highly recommend them. Didn't get to go fishing, but the captains and the crew, come on board, let us show you what we have, you know. They don't have live bait, you know, they're...
Like, no live bait at all, period.
Very, very little.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, bring a bucket with your aerator with whatever that you bought at the tackle shop.
Yeah. You're joking, right?
No. And guys complaining about our pricing in San Diego, there is probably $50 more a ticket than us. It bring your own food.
Are you talking overnight?
Day and a half. Their day and a half is probably around $600, but it's bring your own food, bring your own drinks. They don't have hot galleys on the boat.
No, we're spoiled.
And bring your cooler, two coolers, one for your fish, one for your food and
drinks. You're killing me, Carl.
They might have a hot dog roller.
Well, they don't always process fish on the boat either.
No.
So there's no going on the Liberty with Taro and having a Wagyu burger and.
Yeah. And their processing and their filleting is.
Royal Star with sashimi and
it's old school. A lot of old school.
Old school processing out there.
Oh, stop.
That was one thing. You know, I would highly recommend those guys. Take your fish home and process them yourself.
Wow, that's
it
crazy.
Yeah.
So we've got it pretty darn good.
Yes, we have it really good here. You know, just the accommodations. You know, the one cool thing they have, their boats are catamarans. That's one reason they don't have accommodations like we do. Their boats do go 20 knots. But all their fishing is probably 100 to 175 miles offshore to get to the
long shelf. They have a long shelf.
I think I'd rather cruise the 11 knots and just
have
cruise and have
no
showers.
Exactly. Yeah.
That being said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, it's all about Shimano, and Carl's talking about the rental gear at Fisherman's Landing and just the beautiful grade of Shimano gear.
Yes, Talica 20s, we got Talica 12s and 16s to go with the rail rods or live bait outfits there. We got you covered great for 40 to 60 pound on that 12s and Talica 16s and the Talica 20 25s, great 100, 130 pound outfits.
And just amazing how well all that gear holds up.
People have no idea what our rental gear go through. You know, they're on the water 100 days plus a year, and they go through a beating. These guys beat it up, and they still work just as if they're out of the box.
You know, it's super amazing, Carl, because not only the best gear, but it holds up well, all the gearing within them and just everything that goes on. Check your local Shimano dealer, or you can come down and rent it right there at Fisherman's Landing. It's all about Shimano.
Rough Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up and having so much fun, man. This is so cool having Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing here and just
always a good time.
Hey, we'll take it as it comes, right? And giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing today to one lucky caller or texter. If you want to text the show, you can do so right through the app. It says right there, text the show. Make sure you do include your name and telephone number and just having a great time, Carl.
Hey, yeah. And it looks like we got a Special guest, Chris Heathcote's on the phone here.
Oh, from Smokies. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Morning.
Corey, Wayne, Carl, buenos dias, guys. How are you doing today?
Oh, excellent. Man, I'm doing a lot better now that you're on the air and putting us in the mood, man. What's happening down there?
I got you guys. I've got some info today. But it honestly, the fishing is probably as good as it will ever get across the board right now down in the East Cape. It is absolutely going off. Let me start with the yellowfin tuna. We are getting yellowfin tuna everywhere between 5 and 30 miles off the shore at all the locales, north, south, straight out. Most of the action occurred 15 to 30 miles out. I will tell you this. Many of the fish are coming into the 50, 60, 70-pound range. We had three over 100 this past week and two at 200.
Wow.
So this is actually the first week, really, in a bit. We're actually getting some 20-pounders mixed in there, some footballs. But for the most part, huge tuna. We've got, a lot of those big tuna are being caught on the kites out there. Sardinas, caballito, cedar plugs. I mean, everything's working. And so the yellowfin tuna bite's absolutely going off. A quick aside, we just got a shipment of 200 fish boxes that are, we do about 50 pounds in those, keep right at 50 for the airlines. The day those 200 arrive, I had to order 200 more.
So anyway, wow.
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, talk about Corey fishing Utopia. Again, Corey, the rooster fish bite is absolutely unreal. Right there at Punta Reina, there at the lighthouse, we just had the 60th annual International Rooster Fish Tournament. It's the longest, it's the oldest running fishing tournament in all of Mexico. And honestly, it was just, I think the guys were just getting tired. Most of the rooster fish are 50, 60, 70 pounds again. Just unreal. They're eating the green jacks. They're eating the caballitos.
Sign me
just
up.
Going off.
Right? I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And moving on to the billfish bite. We're getting sailfish, striped marlin, blue marlin. But mostly, honestly, it's real good. But most guys are ignoring the billfish because they want to load up on the stuff they can bring home, you know. And so even though, we've had guys that are at the point on their trip, they're like, we've got enough tuna, we're going to go ahead and do some billfish bite or whatever. Or another thing is the pompano bite right over there off Punta Reina at Las Barracas, El Rincon right there, just inshore. Unreal pompano, and that's delicious, delicious eating fish. So when guys get a little tired of the tuna, they're doing that. We got in double digits of wahoo. I mean, you know, it was probably, and they're inshore right there to the north off Punta Pescadero and then right there off La Ribera. I mean, you don't have to go far to catch a fish, guys. Honestly, anywhere you're going to go, you're going to catch a fish. And then moving on to the Dorado bite, which is really interesting. Nice Dorados coming in, mostly at all the scattered shark buoys to the north off Pescadero and Las Releses. But most, I would say, in the 45 pound range. Lots of Dorado. I don't know if there was a private boater that went out yesterday, and he said he encountered a huge school Dorado, which is odd, at one of the buoys, and most of them were bulls. He said he caught four of them, and I don't even know if this is legal, but he caught one on the gaff. He just reached in and gaffed it. Pulled it in. All in the 45 pound. I guess that's kind of like spearfishing. I don't know. But anyway, this is going off, guys. Yeah.
Chris, that's incredible stuff. I mean, from the offshore, the tuna, which is only 5 to 30 miles, right? Yeah. And that rooster fish on the inside. Dude, you had me, and then you had pompano.
Yeah.
I know you're all about Smokies and what's happening, you know, the happening part of your area there, right? Everybody down there having a good time and you doing the smoking. But what is the availability? I mean, somebody listen to this. How in the heck do we get involved and come down and having a good time and hang out at Smokies?
I'm telling you what, there's plenty of availability. I mean, if we're talking about Vaquera, my 35 Cabo, I've got probably 5 days available in June, but there's plenty of boats, man, and we can get, there's plenty of boats available. And, you know, it's just, honestly, like I heard, Carl talking, you know, yeah, we're all aware of the economic pinch. So it's not like, everything's booked up solid, the hotels and everything, but the people that are here are killing it. And, you know, so yeah, it's, unfortunately, we're all dealing with it, but, it's not like it's, pack, pack, pack. There's plenty of room, plenty of room.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, if somebody listening wanted to come down and hang out with you for a few days and enjoy Smokies and have their fish processed by you, could they possibly call you and dig a little deeper?
They can call me or email me. My number is 858-231-1358. I can be reached via email at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. You can reach me at VaqueraSportFishing.com. That's VaqueraSportFishing.com. Sportfishing.com. Yeah, guys, it's as good as it gets right now. So I know things are just starting to heat up for you guys up there in SoCal, but, if you're itching to get some serious fish going on right now, today, come on down.
And that's an easy flight from LA or from San Diego. Go down to CBX, and Chris, we appreciate it. And I'm sure with, a little bit of football coming down the line, you're going to be a little bit busy at Smokies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're talking about the World Cup, of course. Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it. And right now we've got the NBA and the NHL playoffs with our 25 TVs. So
25
like
TVs.
I know, clicking on all cylinders. Clicking on all cylinders, man. Wow. We're going. We're running hard.
Well, listen, we appreciate your report during every week, Chris, and look forward to next week's report. And great one as always. You put me in the mood, and I'm leaving here with a smile, man.
All right, good to know, guys. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
We were goofing around, and we were looking at airline flights down there and stuff like that, because Brandon Hayward's got a place and invited us to go down.
Yeah.
You know, airline tickets down there is not that expensive.
No.
So that's something you wanted to do, it is reasonable.
Pretty reasonable.
Give Chris a call there and hop down. I mean, dude, I'm ready to sign up and go down fishing down there.
That can't be more than an hour flight. Like from, and I'm talking from Tijuana, CBX.
Like an hour and a half, I think. Yeah. But no, it's nothing. It's cheaper to go there than to go Northern California from here.
Yeah.
It's so cheap to go down there.
But what a great, option, right?
And then the opportunity to bring that kind of fish home, the variety. But that just bodes well for what's going to come this way here pretty quick.
I think that's our future right there.
Yeah,
it'd be rad if we caught rooster fish up here, but yeah.
We just don't.
We just don't, yeah. It's just that doesn't happen. But the Dorado and the Yellowfin and stuff like that, that's what's going to happen.
Hey, we never thought we'd get triggerfish, and triggerfish are all the way up to Catalina now, so you never know what's going to happen coming up the coast. Hey, I got an interesting text from Kim in San Marcos that says, are there any opportunities for activities for kids at the landing this summer?
Yeah, we always do kids fish free. It has been kids fish free on Sundays with a paid adult. Now during the summer we move it to Thursdays. So with every paid adult, kid gets to go fishing for free. All he would have to do, if he needed a rental rod, it's $16 to take a kid fishing.
I'm sure you see girls come down too, though, huh?
Oh, full speed, yeah. It doesn't, girls, guys, whatever. We take them all.
It's a good family event.
Yeah, it's great, you know, and the great thing about when the kids fish free, you're not going to be the only kid on the boat. You're going to have probably 5 to 20 other kids on the
boat.
What
a cool aspect, really.
So, and it really helps, you know, the father that wants to spend some time with their kids or the mother or whatever. It's really good quality time. They get to see the ocean and be on the water together, either for the 6 hours or if you want to go back out, still the kid gets to go for fishing for free. And the other thing that what's really cool the dolphin does is if you go out in the morning, you go out on the afternoon half day, it's half price. So
it's incredible.
$80 in the morning, $40 in the afternoon.
And the child's still fishing for free.
No, if you do that, you do have
a small amount.
Yeah, you have to pay
the adult, full fare
for the adult.
What a cool opportunity, though, for a listener to want to take their wife and their child out, or two children, right? And take him out and just show him what he does.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I mean, really, to spend 12 hours on the water any other day of the week or whatever, it's $120 to go fishing.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, for 12 hours on the water to go fish.
I don't think you could park at SeaWorld for that amount.
Right. So, I mean, the half day is a great value. It's a really good time. The calico bass fish are biting. The calico bass are biting right now. It's really good rock fishing in the morning. We're not doing deep water right now. It's shallow water rock fishing. And, guys, I mean, this whole week, another thing that the Dolphin does, we do probably a huge chunk of the Friends of Rollo trips. So if you're in a school or a church and you got a whole bunch of kids, reach out to Friends of Rollo, Tim and Mike, then Howard at Friends of Rollo, and get a group together. They take care of it. It's all kids that go fishing. I know my kids' school did it through Friends of Rollo. Come out in the afternoon from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Boat gets back at 6:30. Go catch some calico bass, see the Pacific Ocean and stuff
like
that, and
have
a good time. Yeah.
If you're watching Instagram, you can go to Friends of Rollo. But on the Facebook side, it's Captain Rollo's Kids.
Oh, Captain Rollo's, yeah.
Yeah. It was the old name versus the new name. Yep. But they both
go to the same direction.
Yeah, they go to the same direction. But there are so many trips right now because the kids are at the end of the school year. They're getting rewarded. So you're starting to see a lot more trips go off right now because they're on break. And then the funding from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, we work all year long to raise the money to be able to take kids out on the boats because, you know, that's our future. We're working hard on regulations and access to keep them. And that's our future right there. We want to get them on the water. And doing the half days are the exact spot to do it. That's the training ground.
Yeah.
They get to see things they'll never see from land. And right now there's so much life outside between the dolphin and the whales and everything going on out there. I love the ocean, and I love being out off the water.
I saw your video from yesterday out off La Jolla and all the dolphins. I mean, that's something that fishermen, we look kind of past sometimes, but it's still super cool to enjoy.
One thing for Kim, if you do, you got to call in and make your reservations for the Kids Fish Free on Thursdays because those trips they do fill, you know, because, I mean, parent wants to take one or two kids, they fill up really fast. So make your reservations for sure for the Kids Fish Free. So.
It's a good call, Carl, for sure. I wanted to bring up Haida Gwaii, and there's a few spots that opened up, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it's such a late notice because the trip I'm on is June, I think, 23rd or 24th through 28th, roughly.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, it is, right?
Well, actually, a couple weeks.
Yeah, so it's kind of a late notice, short notice, but if you're interested, you've heard me talk about it, and it is just one of those incredible places on the planet. It's like the Galapagos of Canada, you know? It is just amazing. The wildlife, the
beauty.
And
this doesn't happen very often to have openings.
No, it doesn't. And the fishing is just ridiculous. I never thought in my life that I'd fall in love with lean cod fishing. You know what I'm saying?
It's
on
my bucket list for sure.
Oh, it's insane. I mean, when most of the lean cod are 12 to 25 pounds and you're not keeping, you know, that size.
Small ones.
I know. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, right? But the salmon fishing, the king salmon are just huge. And the limits that they allow you in Canada.
In BC versus Alaska.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll just leave
it
at that.
They're different.
Like, we've been allowed 6 lean cod of any size. Seriously.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's 3 per day. And it laws do change, so that could change as we're talking, right? But that has never changed. So 3 per day, 6 for the trip. Like, wrap your mind around 30-pounders, right?
Yeah.
Just add it up.
Another box.
I don't need to tell you anything else. Along with the rock fishing. And what I'm excited about is the times that we've been have been in, like, August, and we're going to be the first ones to touch that lean cod.
Ooh.
And we're going to get it before Harold Davis, and we're going to get it before Pete Gray. and there might be, you know, spots on their trips, too. But you definitely get a hold of Valerie. She is the most darling person that you'll ever talk to. And telephone number, 877-815-2892. And that's... it's QC Safaris, which stood for Queen Charlotte, but it's known now as Haida Gwaii.
Haida Gwaii Safaris.
Yes, a beautiful place.
And don't forget, you get to go fish with Corey Sandin.
Well, that's fun. I bring, like, those big curl tails I had at the show. I'll bring those for everybody. And it's not too early. Listen to me on this one. I know there were people already booking for next year on these trips. So if you're listening to this and it's something you want to do next year, give her a call now, and that's definitely not too early to book for next year. 877-815-2892.
You know, and this brings up another point that we always talk about it. We see things happen that just facts of life that you something happens, you can't take a trip. This is why we talk about getting the trip insurance, your Dawson insurance company.
Yeah.
Because when things come up and you have trip interruption or you can't go, that's what that insurance helps you with.
On the trip this year, there's a guy having knee surgery, and there's somebody had to go to a wedding. Actually, John Escondido, I think, was the wedding. And
oh, okay.
And so there's like three or four openings. So if you had a couple, two or three of you, you can actually get in.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen. And the intimacy of the lodge, hanging out with everybody, you know, in the mornings and in the evenings, it's really, really a cool time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to jump on it, man. Call Valerie, Haida Gwaii Safaris, get on the trip. You want to fish with Corey.
That's all good times.
So, yeah. Hey, I got a text here from Boomer in Point Loma. Fun show with Carl. You guys have mentioned the Super El Nino several times. For Carl, what do you think the chances of getting a local Wahoo, in quotes, be this year? You know, he's got his 25 Parker ready to go, and he wants to know if he's going to get a shot at him.
I think you'll get a shot. We have a jackpot at the landing here when the first local Wahoo will be caught. So we have Frank in it, myself, Doug, all the guys in the tackle shop, some different guys from the boats and stuff. So, yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a shot for that. I think some guys have Wahoo showing up as early as like mid-July. I thought sometime beginning of August, middle of August would be my due date when we catch our first local Wahoo. And when I mean local Wahoo, with an overnight range on a sport boat. So,
I heard rumor of Doug Kern planting not only a yellowtail tree, but he's got a Wahoo tree.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I heard rumor.
That's funny.
So, yes, I mean, everything's shaping up to be like that, so I think you'll get the opportunity will be there. How many will it be like it was 12 years ago or whatever when we had that Wahoo at the islands and stuff? Time will tell. But I think there will be an opportunity for that. I mean, I could be 100% wrong, but
had to change over because he got the albacore off their backs for the year.
Yep.
That's just funny. You have another text, Corey?
Actually, I don't, but I do and don't. I mean, this came from John in Huntington Beach, and he's talking about the open spot in the Haida Gwaii and was wondering. So, yes, John, there is an opening. You heard us talking about it. So I did not have a text. You have one there, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm looking at one. It's DJ in San Diego. Okay. It's always great to hear Carl on the show. What would be the minimum number and type of jigs you would recommend for a 2 to 3 day trip? Wow, that's wide open.
Yeah.
How much weight can you carry?
Exactly. I'm more high speed, low profile type of fisherman. I mean, right now, like if you're going out there, I mean, you would have to bring more than you probably would because that fish has been MIA. It's trying to get relocated here. So you're going to have to, we're starting from scratch again. It's like the season starting all over again. So bring some cold snipers or whatever your Daiwa Zuccotta jigs or whatever your into, like daytime stuff, 6X juniors, blue and chrome, that type of stuff. I would have anything from like a 200 gram to a 400 gram jigs for nighttime, whatever your favorite color is. I don't know if I've tied on anything else besides that Midnight Rider, that Tuna Bomb in the last 2 or 3 years. It's
two fish jigs.
Yeah. I mean, it's come through 100% of the time I've ever had that tied on through.
The Bono special?
Yeah, you know, I mean, but you can take whatever your favorite version of that is. Use 16-ounce torpedo sinker and stuff like that, tungsten jigs, you know, have a little of everything so when you're out there, you're prepared, you know. Bring different size of hooks. You never know what the big company is going to have. I would make sure I have number, like I said earlier, number 4 is up to like a 2-0, that type of stuff.
The beauty of it is if you're going out and you don't have that number 2, you've got Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You drop in and see Rick or Mr. Bono himself,
and
two fish jig extraordinaire.
And one thing that not to sleep on, those 6X junior blue and chromes and stuff like that.
Old go school. Back old school.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with old school. Scramble
day.
They
work. They work for me a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
6X junior, I think, is just one of those that
it's
will
just,
live.
Yeah.
It's well, has lived
for
8-day trip last year. Normally it's, you know, white and chrome or blue and chrome or the scrambled egg or the green.
Yep.
It was green and yellow.
Yeah.
Why? Well, what happened? Green and yellow came
back.
So. But it was the jig that was up. It was hot. So,
that's
crazy. You know, go old school. You never know. Maybe it was something they hadn't seen in a while.
Right?
Right.
It all works.
Yep. So, hey, and We're going to take that break. We're going to come back, and we'll... Can you believe 2 hours have flown by that fast?
Wayne, I can't. That's how much fun we've had with Carl Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. When we return on the Let's Talk Cook a Bath YouTube and Facebook Live.
In Southern California saltwater fishing, conditions change fast. 1 minute you're fly lining bait for yellowtail. The next you're locked into the fish of the season. That's when serious anglers trust Maxima Ultra Green. Known for legendary strength, superior abrasion resistance, and dependable knot performance. Maxima Ultra Green gives you the confidence to fish hard around kelp, rocks, structure, and offshore chaos. From local calicos and sea bass to tuna pushing down the coast, this is the line anglers have trusted for generations. And when the pressure's on, Ultra Green's low visibility finish helps keep your presentation natural in clear Southern California water. Whether you're fishing Long Beach, Dana Point, Newport, Oceanside, or running offshore from San Diego, spool up with the line built to perform when it matters most. Ask for Maxima Ultra Green at your local tackle shops throughout Southern California. Learn more at MaximaFishingLine.com. Maxima Ultra Green. Best by test.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup, and had so much fun, and Wayne did such an awesome job, and Carl from Fisherman's Landing, going to flip the coin, go for it, Carl. Texter, how about that? Riley and San Marcos, congratulations.
Woohoo, congratulations, yes. Riley.
Yeah, get that job. Overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing, and Carl will get that to you, or Pete, when he gets
Pete
back.
Pete will get it back to you when he gets back. Yeah, hey, great show. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always fun.
Anytime.
Trying to get as much info out there as possible. Thanks to all of the callers and texters. Thanks to Kyle at the Fan, George and Adam online helped us out. And thank you, Corey. Great doing a show with you. Hey, and tomorrow on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live and 97.3 The Fan, we will have Captain Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell. I guarantee you that's going to be a fun show. He'll have a lot of information from the water, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 on 97.3 The Fan, Let's Talk Hookup app, and the YouTube and Facebook Live.